This podcast replay is brought to you by KSDT CPA, one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
Move Robert Hunt and Greg Little to tackles. I don't know if I want to do a lot of moving around. And let me explain something to you about that. I'm glad you brought that up, because some people may bring up, because Robert Hunt has played tackle and all of that. Okay. When Tua can step into the pocket, he can step into the pocket because Connor and because Hunt and Robert Jones are doing their jobs. And so when you do get a pass rush, you can kind of step in from it as long as the tackles don't get beat inside. They've got to try to push everything to the outside. If they get something inside, then obviously you're hoping a back can pick it up or something like that. But then that's what causes problems for any quarterback, not just Tua. And one of the things I've talked about, remember I explained a lot of things with the Saints and how with Drew Brees, they were always solid at center in the guards because they need that pocket to be there for a shorter quarterback. So he can have the passing lanes and he can do his job. Whether you're Greasy, whether you're Brees or Montana or now Tua, you need to have the middle of the pocket incredibly solid. So moving Hunt out of place may put you in a detriment. And so now, at least with the tackles, you can still play with that in a sense of you can have a fullback to pick up an extra blocker. You can move a tight end to one of the weaker sides with Greg Little. Okay, like Smythe, you put him right next to Greg Little and make life harder on Boza. And I know McDaniel may not want to do a lot of, you know, max protect, but you have two superior receivers that are impossible to cover, Waddle and Hill. So Tua will be able to find those guys one way or another. And then you're still going to be able to use a back out of the backfield or something like that in order to help you out. So I'm just saying that you don't want to mess too much with what's working to fix what's not working, because then you create another problem at right guard if you move Hunt. And the pocket is the most important thing for Tua right now. The edges, you might be able to get away with it sometimes. Okay, you're going to have to shorten up your passing game. You're going to have to stay under 2.5 seconds, closer to 2 seconds. You're going to have to adjust some things. And that's probably what they could not do with, you know, halftime and then injuries. And then all of a sudden you're in the middle of it and you can't really change everything. Now you'll have a week of preparation. You'll have a better feel for what you're going to do so you can adjust to it. But I don't think moving Robert Hunt to tackle is a smart thing. I think the smart thing is to maintain the pocket with those three guys there, and then you try to work the edges. But you need your tackles to make sure to not get beaten inside. They've got to be able to push everything to the outside, guide them all the way out of the pocket if they can. But at least if they do get around you, Tua can see that and can step in to release the ball. But what you cannot have is that pocket crumble. I hope we understand the explanation.